streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too. And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is not immune from the threats due to climate change. Think of long droughts, intense rains, and big snowstorms. Mike Mohn tells us about efforts to draw attention to how these threats affect older people in particular.
Academic leaders have established the Aging and Climate Change Clearinghouse. The goal is to spur and catalog research, intervention work, and policy efforts around the U.S. to address climate change vulnerability among those 65 and older. Cornell University's Carl Pillemer directs the project and says if extreme heat events become more common in this part of the country, older residents aren't likely to be equipped to protect themselves.
So, for example, a number of older people in areas prone to heat events don't have air conditioning because they've never needed it.
He suggests state-level climate adaptation plans need more specific details on protecting these individuals. Meanwhile, project officials stress they don't want to portray senior citizens as victims and that getting involved isn't just meant for younger generations. The Clearinghouse encourages older individuals to raise awareness and serve as volunteers in making their communities climate resilient. Pillemer says the nation also needs to set aside political ideology in confronting topics like these.
Even if you have your doubts about what causes climate change, almost everybody can agree that we're experiencing changing weather patterns that are going to affect vulnerable people.
Beyond preparation gaps, he says chronic health issues made worse by air pollution and healthcare access barriers are ways in which this population will especially feel the climate change burden. The project cites data showing that by 2030, more than 1 in 5 Americans will be at least 65 years old. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 23 tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha on WAUK Radio, 101.1 FM, 540 AM, and on the Civic Media app. And I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, here live and local at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I've got Gina Nordrum, advisor for the student athlete leadership team at Waukesha South, and one of her fine members, student athlete leader, Meredith Marks. And Meredith, can you tell us who Theodora Yeoman's was? Can you, Gina, for that matter?
No.
I just learned about her when I was alderman in 2019. The mayor had done a mayor proclamation in September on the 100th anniversary. She was the president of the women's suffragette movement, a graduate of Carroll University, Carroll College back then, a reporter for the Waukesha Freeman. But she led the effort to successfully, she was part of a bigger effort nationally, of course, to earn women the right to vote. And, because of her efforts, Wisconsin became the first state in the Union to ratify the 19th Amendment.
Oh, wow.
So that'd be a great opportunity to learn more about. That could be a good project, learning about Theodora Yeoman.
Definitely.
You talk about a student leader. She certainly. And, you know, there's a little, that little park there right around the corner there, across from the rotunda.
Yeah.
It's a good place. And I think it'd be a neat thing for, have you voted yet? I know you just turned it. Have you turned 18 yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. When you do, and the first time you vote, if you're still here in Waukesha, you should go do a selfie in front of Theodora Yeoman's, or put your I voted sticker there on the monument.
And then I'll send it to you.
Good idea.
That would be perfect. Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds great. So, and Meredith has something to share, but before we do, about SALT and one of the reasons she's active in it. But real quick, the holidays can be tough for hospitalized patients and their loved ones, especially if they need blood. Please spare a moment this season to give the life-changing gift of blood and hope for these families. We're looking for 30 plus more donors at the City of Waukesha Drive on December 13th. You can sign up. There's a link from the city website, and find another convenient blood drive opportunity near you, but it will be taking place on December 13th there at City Hall. And I believe the times are 8 to 1, but we'll double check that. And then, hey, also don't forget the Waukesha Jamboree will take place January 19th to the 28th. I know that's a ways off, but those 10 days of fun fill up pretty quickly with people registering. So be sure to visit the site, which is up. That's www.janboree.org. That's J-A-N as in Nancy, B as in boy, O-R. E-E.org. So check it out, janboree.org. And returning to this discussion about the student athlete leadership team, Meredith wanted to share like one of the big reasons she's active in SALT. Go ahead.
Yeah. So something that I think is really special about SALT and kind of cool is that the reason why a lot of people join SALT and the reason why a lot of us do a lot of community outreach programs as well. But it's mostly to make South a better place, is because that is our strong motive, and also to make our community a better place. And there's so much good that goes on within South, and also what we do in the community that is not always highlighted. And so we're trying to change that narrative and push out all the good that's happening at South. And I just think it's really cool. With me being a senior this year, I have no doubt that South is just going to continue to flourish and do amazing things after I leave. And I'm excited to see what we do with the remaining of the year and where South goes after I leave in the future.
I love hearing that. And part of what you mentioned there, and Gina was talking about earlier, is that South still has this unfortunate reputation that people think, oh, it's, you know, the where all the troublemakers are, and there's all these, you know, and nothing could be further from the truth from my children's experience.
Right. Correct.
And mm-hmm. my wife's and my experience as parents, that it's really the polar opposite, I think.
Mm-hmm. Completely. So, and,
agree.
You know, I think the biggest part of teaching or being an advisor is the relationship building. And all the staff at South builds these great relationships with all the kids. And I think that just having Salt be a little more active this year has leaps and bounds changed, I think, the narrative at South. Mm-hmm. And having kids like Meredith and all the other kids that we have, that's what's going to do it. Mm-hmm. You guys are our future. And I definitely going to miss these seniors. They're amazing.
Sure.
But they're going to have, you know, the kids, I think, that are juniors, sophomores, and freshmen have such great role models for the right. from these seniors to look at, that it's just going to grow by leaps and bounds, sure. like Meredith said.
You know, knowing how close Meredith is with her family and everything, I think you could develop a great speakers bureau of alumni that could come back.
Oh my gosh.
Talk to the students.
100%.
I would love to do that. But I think what's also really cool is that you can get involved in sports. You can be involved in, I'm in the band. I'm the drum major in the band. And then, you know, you can get involved in a bunch of clubs. Like, you can get involved in anything.
There's something for everybody.
There's something for everyone. And everyone is, like, it is a family. It is one true tight-knit community. And also with that, like, high school is what you make it out to be.
Right.
You know, so if, you know, you get to decide, the choices you make are, you know, you get to decide what your high school experience is like. And sure. I knew for me, like, coming in freshman year, I wanted to get involved. And I think I found, oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds really cool. That sounds like a good opportunity. And I got involved in so much, and I've had an amazing I've had amazing experience and career at Waukesha South. And I think also this past Wednesday I was at the freshman open house.
Yeah, that was terrific.
And I was like, you know, watching all these like future freshmen and people that are coming into South, like just trying to say, like, get involved in anything you can while you can.
Yes.
And it really changes you and helps you to be a better, well-rounded person as well. So it's I can go on about this. It's amazing.
I thought it was very well run, from the principals on down to the staff. And it was great to run into so many familiar faces. Saw Joe Bansky there promoting the volleyball program. Yeah. As we know, men's fusion team went to state this year after winning a share of the Classic 8 and then beating co-Classic 8 champion CMH in a really wonderful regional final. Just amazing. Went 5 sets. It was over at Waukesha. Or 3 sets, I'm sorry. Or maybe it was 5. I forget. But
I think it was 5.
Yeah, 5. Yeah, it went all the way. So... And Joe is flying to Florida, I believe, this coming week to receive an award, a National Coach of the Year award for the age group. And so, and I've been trying to work with the mayor's office about doing a proclamation, because Joe and that fusion team certainly deserves one. And so hopefully we can try to get that going for this January.
That would be awesome.
We saw yourself there too, Gene, and the SALT team. And it was great to see so many great coaches and teachers participating in that and really making these eighth graders feel comfortable coming to about starting their continuing their careers at South. So now, Meredith, I'm a huge history buff, and I'm a big believer in keeping history in a lot of the great liberal arts programs in the school. In addition to STEM, I mean, obviously there's such a huge focus on that, but I think it's so important to keep our history going. And Anya, do you have that clip I sent you real quick? We'll start like at the 30 seconds. It'll take a minute here for Anya to unpack. Let me know when you're ready. But while we're waiting for Anya too, I get these emails from a guy called the Bow Tie Economist, my good friend Elliot Eisenberg, a really fantastic economist. And he gives a little history. And on December 5th, that was just this Tuesday, Vice President Kamala Harris broke the almost 200-year-old record for casting the most tie-breaking Senate votes at 32. The prior record holder was Vice President James Calhoun, who during his 8 years as vice president from 1825 to 32 cast 31 such votes. In third is John Adams, who cast 29 votes between 1789-1797. So I thought that was some pretty neat history. And do we have that link now? So Meredith, see if you can recognize what this is all about.
Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Okay, stop.
That's Pearl Harbor.
That's right. And who was the speaker, the president? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR.
FDR. Yes.
But I'm glad you remembered Pearl Harbor, though. And again, we're not trying to put Meredith on the spot. She's an honor student. And again, a great student leader. But it's amazing how much of a, I think, history we're not, maybe not being covered in our classrooms, American history and important history. And, you know, that was something growing up. It seemed like in every class, or, you know, especially in grade school, that would be recognized. Like, we'd recognize Pearl Harbor Day. That was a day, like, never to forget.
Yeah.
You know, very much like 9/11 is in the current era. And, you know, so I think, you know, whatever we can do to encourage, because I'm the son of a Latin teacher, so history is a big part of that. And there's a great line from Cicero, which I'll tell you in English, is not to know what happened before you're born is to be forever a child. And so I think it's so important, especially at the national level, where there's so much polarization going on and so much misinterpretations of our history and our past, that we really do a much deeper dive into our history. And I think there's great opportunities in the schools and to our student athletes, because there's a wealth of great sports history.
Yeah. Like
I mentioned the boys in the boat, you know, based on a true story, and you know, so many other great student athletes out there that also went on to become president, Supreme Court justice, or just great neighbors, great local, you know, volunteers and the like. So, but how much time before the next 1 minute? So when we come back, we're also going to spend some time with Gina talking about another group. She's on the board of the Waukesha Education Foundation, plus more from Meredith Marks, who is preparing for a big Christmas concert coming up at South. We want to hear about that, as well as some more news from the city. A lot to unpack here in the second hour, and this as this week Waukesha continues. And the ladies are going to sing with me with this song. Go ahead, put it back on, Anya. If we have time, we might run out.
Down Georgia Street, up here, where the poor children play, gathering up charity to help them make their day. For me, I was once their age, once I was young, but I know I had my family fall back on.
Give it up, share it out, yeah. Help who you can.
I know that you can.
Talk about it,
talk about it.
Great job, great job. Share it out, help who you can.
Don't just talk about it, talk about it.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, we're back. This is Waka Shaw. Do we know this song, Gina? Local artist? Oh, Meredith knows it. The vocals should be a giveaway. Say it.
The Bodines?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Bodines, it's called Christmas Time, and I discovered that last night. I was looking for good Christmas tunes, and Bodines, obviously a very big part of Waukesha.
They're on our Wall of Fame.
On their Wall of Fame. That's right, Waukesha South grads.
Yep.
That's right. Thank you. Good call there, Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was on Pete Schwab's show the other night, he had mentioned that he had gotten involved with a collaboration with them that was rather fun. I think it was around a movie or something like that. But they recorded one of their albums in the same building where Mountaintop Cafe is.
Back in
I guess, the darker days of downtown Waukesha, where there were a lot of boarded up buildings and you could rent space pretty cheaply and have studio space. Who are you waving to out the window there, Meredith? What? Who was that?
Someone that goes to South.
She goes to South. Yeah. Okay, that's great. That's it's neat. You walk by here, it's like you kind of catch the Richard Scarry book of downtown Waukesha. Remember those children's books? I still do.
I do too.
No, I make no apologies. That was great. So yeah, good to hear from the Bodines. I don't really play them that much, but I should, given their history here. And I wanted to return real quick to the blood drive because I have some more information here that's going to take place December 13th from 8 to 1 at City Hall, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on, I believe, is that Tuesday the 13th?
Yes.
Did I get that right? Yep. So be sure to check that out. And then
I think the 13th is a Wednesday.
Wednesday. I stand corrected. Thanks. Yeah, I was just checking your knowledge of Hey, but speaking of the calendar, there's a Christmas concert coming up. That's next week, right?
There is, yeah. Wednesday on
Wednesday. So after you give blood, and you recover, go on over to Waukesha for a fantastic. What time does that start?
It will be at 6:30.
Okay.
6:30 p.m. in the auditorium.
Sounds good.
We're excited.
Terrific.
So we just came off of our last week, Saturday, we had the Waukesha South Band's Cookie Walk.
That's right.
And then Sunday we had the parade. And so it's been a busy holiday season, but we're excited to perform our holiday concert next week.
Nice.
It'll be good.
And I want to thank Meredith and her mom, Chris, actually came to our house after the parade to drop off cookies. Thanks. I know you were looking for me at the parade during the pre-broadcast. And so that was Melissa and I really enjoyed the cookies and we didn't share them with the kids. So that was just us and a bottle of wine.
They were very good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So,
sure.
Hey, and real quick too, I also want to give a shout out to, Ben Jimenez, who celebrated his 18th birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Ben, a senior like Meredith. Is he involved in SALT? We'll have to get him. He's a leader. He played quarterback. And
no, he's not. He is not.
So let's put the screws on Ben.
He wants to be. He hasn't gotten his commitment sheet in yet. So maybe we can encourage him to get that in to me.
In my special message to Ben in lieu of last night's news, Ben, that love means never having to say you're sorry. And that's a note to Ryan O'Neill, actor who died last night at the age of 82. And kind of the opus of his work was in that lead role with Ally McGraw in Love Story. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And yes, happy birthday, Ben. And hey, we also want to remember John Lennon, who was taken from us on December 8th. That happened this week back in 1980. And I remember being in eighth grade because I was a huge Beatles fan, but Beatles were already behind me, and so but I was still in, and I remember a lot of friends coming to my locker to express their condolences. So because I when I what was big when I was in eighth grade was like Pink Floyd, The Wall had come out like the year before, and REO Speedwagon was still big. So switching gears for a quick second here is in addition to advising the SALT program, and of course full-time as a teacher, Gina is also a member of the board
on the board of directors for the Waukesha Education Foundation.
Yep.
I know it should be self-explanatory, but what do they do?
We are a non-for-profit organization, and we provide grants to teachers in the district for innovative projects. And we also provide scholarships to students.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an absolutely amazing organization. I'm a recipient, a past recipient of grants, so I wanted to give back to something nice. I truly believe in. I've done some really amazing things with the grants that I've gotten. So
sure.
So I joined the board, and we have given over $700,000 since its inception for grants for teachers and scholarships for students.
How much again? Can you say
over $700,000, $775,000.
Wow. That's almost $750,000. It is more than $750,000.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Yeah. So we rely on businesses, donations.
Okay.
We have a couple fundraisers that we do that are really amazing. So if anybody wants to get involved, we have an awesome golf outing in August 1st this year. Lots of fun. And then we have Education for Excellence Gala that, April 11th, I think it is.
April 11th.
Year.
Okay.
Yes.
Mark your calendars.
Yes.
Where does that take place?
The Milwaukee Marriott.
Ooh, okay. Going downtown.
Yeah. So it's, not Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Marriott over on 164, I think,
okay.
Right off the freeway. They call it the Milwaukee Marriott.
Keeping it here. Okay.
Yeah. All we right. keep it
Good.
Here locally. And it's a great
sure.
event.
Okay. Nice. So 3 minutes before our next stop for community messages, but I wanted to mention, if you ever seen the movie The Jerk, one of the big moments is when Steve Martin. And the phone book is on his stoop, and it's just arrived back when that was a thing, and he's yelling throughout the night, "Hey everyone, the new phone books are here." He's all excited. Cause I think he's finally got his name on something. I think that was the big joke. But that's how I react when I learn that the each season when the Waukesha Parks, Rec, and Forestry comes out with their seasonal activity guide. And hey, everyone, the winter spring activity guide is headed to your mailboxes this week. It's already online as of this past Thursday, the 7th. Residents can register. That began yesterday at 8 a.m. Non-residents can register on Tuesday, the 12th. So be sure to look at that. I had a family member who was our city attorney where I grew up, and he used to say that, you know, Parks and Rec is probably the finest example of our tax dollars hard at work for citizens, and that they've got so many great programs, both, athletic and also cultural and artistic, and so neat classes you can take, cooking, arts, crafts, a bunch of things. And I've just really scratched the surface in terms of what you can appreciate. And also from the city, has anyone done the Walk of Lights yet? You know, at the second annual Walk of Lights, it was illuminated last Friday night as part of the Downtown Waukesha's Night of Lights. And that'll continue to shine every night from dusk to dawn through the end of January, which I think is fantastic. And, yeah, when Mayor Riley was in the show last week, he'd mentioned that it's great. You know, people like to have photos taken for the holidays or a family photo, that there's some really great photo ops. So when the family is together. Or you want to do something with that special loved one, special someone, have a dinner downtown and go over to the Walk of Lights. And then there's also a Holiday Lights map, which we'll talk about more when we get back from the break. Plus more about salt and all the other wonderful things going on this holiday season here in the Shaw with my guests, Gina Nordrum and Meredith Marks. Do not go away. It was the darkest night of the year.
keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's cleanup day in and around Nashville after tornadoes killed 6 people and injured about 36 more. WTVF-TV's Cole Johnson says the damage is heavy.
Last night, Mayor O'Connell declared a state of emergency for Metro and Davidson County, and this lets the area really get state and federal resources.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is out after what critics say was a non-response to questions from Congress about anti-Semitism. KYWTV's Ryan Hughes.
The university said McGill will stay on until an interim president is announced in the coming days. After that, she will remain a tenured faculty member here at Penn.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the Heisman Trophy winner on ESPN. He spoke about lessons learned along the way.
So what did I learn from all this? I learned how to block out the noise, that you could overcome any obstacle, and just be humble, be legendary, and most importantly, you know, be joyful about what you do.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Badgers lose to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost to number one ranked Arizona in Tucson. The Badgers losing 98-73 to the Wildcats.
And the inbounds pass to Whiteman, and that will do it as Arizona. Oh, so impressive here this afternoon in front of the home crowd in Tucson. 58% shooting for the game, all Wildcats, as Arizona wins by 25.
Matt LePay with the call. Up next, Wisconsin hosts Jacksonville State on Thursday. The Packers had another run through before heading to New York to face the Giants on Monday Night Football. The Packers are now 6-6 with a shot at the playoffs. It's been a rough year for running back Aaron Jones. With a hamstring injury week one, then carted off the field with a knee injury against the Rams, Jones now listed as questionable for Monday night's game.
To be out there with my guys, this is my job, as I put so much time into this. So, I mean, hopefully I'm able to be out there this week.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 23 tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-Lakepoint.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Kinks with, I believe, Father Christmas. Is that right, Anya? Kind of a maybe an indictment of the over-commercialization of Christmas, but still a fun rock and roll Christmas jam. And I always like the Kinks. And I'm here with Gina Nordrum, advisor for this Waukesha South student athlete leadership team. And she has brought along Meredith Marks, honor student, and one of the more active members, or perhaps one of the leaders of SALT. So that's great.
Yeah, she's on our advisory team. Yes.
So if you remember Seinfeld, you know, Kramer's coffee table book about coffee tables, you know, Meredith is the student leader of the student athlete leadership team. So
yes,
that's
great. She's the leader of the leadership team.
And here in residence at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here at the WAUK Studios, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. James Santel has come in getting ready for his show, which is on next Morning Cannolis. Really need to check that show out to get caught up on the latest legal issues of the day. And Jim has also delivered for my guest and for myself and Anya his Morning Cannolis, real cannolis, I believe, from Gloriosos. Is that right, Jim, on Brady Street? Absolutely. Nothing but the best. So I think, Jim, I think they deliver the cannolis there because Jim, he buys so many of them. I think you're there you go. Yeah. So I can't wait to enjoy this after the show. I may even eat it while we are adjoining. Hey, I just got a text in from, Greg Triple G Wanschneider, who there actually, according to him, there is a indoor farmer's market, say two, one at Chef Pam's Kitchen and one at Martha Merrill's Books in downtown Waukesha. So come in and see local vendors. And so I was misinformed, or maybe Greg's misinformed me, but Greg's usually on the spot about this. Greg will also be joining me today to give some color for the Carroll women's game that starts at 2. And our apologies, we won't be able to broadcast the men's game that follows that. It's a doubleheader, but Jeff, definitely go over to Van Mail and check out those games. Both great teams. And again, apologies. We are working out some specifics with our partnership, our growing partnership with Carroll University. So I appreciate everyone's patience and indulgence as well. We work through some nooks and crannies, but nonetheless, very excited for the success of the Carroll Athletics programs, especially for in regard to basketball. So looking forward to today's broadcast and seeing Triple G. It's always a neat treat. And before we went to the break, we talked about, I thought it was really neat, the city now has a holiday lights map. So any of you Christmas vacation fans, any Griswolds out there, there's an online forum where you can list your home and people can stop by and see it. And it's also kind of a shout out to all the single dads out there. As a former single dad myself, or I should say divorced dads, you know, you're looking for things to do on that one night out. You have the kids during the week. That's a great thing to do during the holiday season. My son used to love doing that. And it was actually his idea, but there's the map is already filling up already. It looks like there's 17, 18 great locations to check out. Some of the homes and some of the neat, some of the creativity. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Donald House in our neighborhood in Manhattan, they've got a lot. It's like a whole menagerie of of inflatables and lights on their home there in Manhattan. So another great way to enjoy the season at no cost to you and yours, except maybe a little gas money. Oh. So there's also food waste composting after all your holiday parties. Do not throw the food leftovers and food scraps away. Bring your food items to the drop-off center. The city is accepting food waste for composting from City of Waukesha residents. There is no charge during this pilot program. So I thought that was great. You ever say something on that, Meredith?
No, I've heard about it. It was in the news, I think.
We have an ecology club, so that might be something we could do for like any food left over at lunches.
I'll have to talk to Sid and Natalie.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
That's terrific that there's also a strong response to that, too.
So, and then do you remember Waukesha Unlocked? That will take place again coming in 2024. Mark your calendars for October 12th and 13th. Again, I know it's a long way off, but there's a lot of planning that goes into it. And we'd love to play a bigger role. And I know we hosted when they did it last year, but it would be neat for us to somehow be able to tour, maybe even kind of broadcast, because there's so many hidden treasures here in Waukesha that we've, you know, many of us, I think many that have lived here for several years have like barely scratched the surface on all the neat things going on. A great way to check out Waukesha history and also Waukesha at present. So I'm glad that the city is bringing that tradition back. You know, that was part of the 125th anniversary celebrations a couple years ago in 2021. And it had such a strong positive response that the city decided, let's do it again next year. And then they decided, you know, maybe it's something we should do every other year, kind of like the Olympics, because there's a lot of planning that goes into it. So, and again, I think another opportunity for SALT to participate.
Yeah. That might be neat to have SALT.
Yeah.
Just sure. The building involved in that.
Sure.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You know, and for student leaders and just and people looking for work in general, I want to mention, too, that the city of Waukesha is hiring. And there are, it looks like, quite a few openings. And I'll mention a few here. Whoops, if I can get my script working. Bear with me a moment here, having some technical difficulties with my script. Okay. So some of these opportunities include an accountant, assistant city attorney. Maybe James Santel has a colleague he may know of, a younger there's a part-time clerical assistant, a construction inspector, deputy clerk treasurer, dispatcher, engineer one and two, equipment operator, patrol officer, public safety application administrator, SCADA technician, and more. So be sure to go to the City of Waukesha website. There's so many great opportunities to serve this city, and the compensation programs I know from my time in the council, they're strong compared to other cities. The benefits are amazing. I believe you start out with 3 weeks vacation. I actually voted on that as an alder because that's what a lot of the younger professionals are looking for, more so than money. So be sure to check out City Waukesha website. So, and Meredith, do you have a job currently in addition to all that you do? I know a lot of the students are working.
Yeah. So I, over the summer, I got my CNA certification.
Yeah,
from WCTC.
Okay.
And over time, so I had to take two tests, the knowledge test and the skills test.
Wow.
And I just took the knowledge test over Thanksgiving break because I haven't had time to do it yet.
Sure.
And so now I'm officially a state of Wisconsin registered CNA.
Fantastic.
And so I'm trying to find a job somewhere. I'm kind of going back and forth between clinic setting or the rehab hospital of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, and then over the summer, I am a lifeguard at Buckner Pool as well.
All right. You know, I voted on that $13 million project and I've yet to go to Buckner Pool. And nothing against Buckner Pool. There's just a big line that goes all the way to 164. Like anytime I try to go. So,
you should stop by. It's pretty cool. It's really nice.
Mary Berg from Parks and Rec, who's been on my show twice, said she'd promise she'd sneak me in one of these days. So I may have to take her up on that when the time is right. But it really is one of the great jewels of our city, and was glad to approve that. Much angst from some of my constituents who thought it was too much money. But that site, there's always been a body of water there for 100 years. Mm-hmm. There's always been a park and a great example of new urbanism. You have this beautiful park surrounded by homes, and it's you'll see like a nighttime kickball game with the lights on, like 9 or 10 at night. And people are sitting out there on their porch cheering them on. And so it's just a great I think that's just a wonderful area to live in. And also as a Waukesha resident, anywhere to go and swim and take advantage of some of the new aquatic offerings they have there. So,
yeah, it's a really nice like whole facility. And there's also a lot of people that will do like go play at the tennis courts because the lights stay on for so long, and also football as well. And actually something fun is that next summer the lifeguard staff is starting a kickball league. So we're going to join the local leagues.
Okay.
So it'll be really
that's
fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Love to hear that a lot. Yeah. This is like my second or third month as alderman. Parks and Rec director Ron Grawl had organized a tour of Buckner, and like the whole team was there. Mary Berg was one of them, and a slew of other members that were working on this renovation project because and you might remember just growing up that for years Buckner Park was being held together by Band-Aids and popsicle sticks. I mean, it was really and so to complete that renovation has really been something. Like back in the day, we used to go to Buckner because Horeb was always packed, and we still love Horeb. You know, I still go down the water slide. I'm still a kid at heart. But now it's almost like the other way. Now they're both packed, but it's, you know, you went over to Buckner because Buckner was easy to get into. But now it's like, again, it's really something.
Yeah. So I love my summer job. It's really fun.
So you might be able to let me into the back door if I can't get a hold of Mary Bird.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Okay. Good to know. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, Gina, because you teach, it's family and consumer and family education.
Family and consumer science.
Okay. And because when I was in high school, there was something, I won't say it's the exact same, but similar, it was home economics.
It's basically what it is. Okay. Yes. It's just kind of rebranded, I guess, with the times.
When I was taking it in middle school, and I might have taken high school, it was more like cooking and sewing. But this is also a deeper dive into family budgets and family planning, if you will.
So the district of Waukesha has a really great family consumer science program where it's not just foods classes. We have many, many, many levels of foods classes, but we also have child development. We have interior design. We have human relationships, food science. So lots of other kind of classes that are really, I think, helpful just to become an adult. And the nice part about some of our classes is we work with WCTC, so they're college transcripted credits. So the kids that take these classes, like child development, culinary arts, get WCTC credits for the class. So it's a college level class that we're teaching them in high school.
Okay.
So it's really, it's great, especially if kids are already thinking they want to go into something like culinary or something like being a teacher, child development, interior design. There's just so many things that they can try out before they decide what they want to do.
Good to know. Yeah. I have a daughter that's interested in interior design.
Yes. So it's one of my favorites. I really enjoy teaching it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It is fun.
And now what inspired you to become a teacher?
Well, actually I was a special education teacher for about 20 years before I did this. And my sister has special needs, and my mom always told me, I always asked my mom, why is Kelly the way she is? And my mom always said, you'll find out someday. It's different for everybody. And one day I just realized, wow, this is why she's in my life. Mm-hmm. So I became a special ed teacher because of her. And then this just evolved into me doing family consumer science now.
Yeah, because when I was looking it up, I saw like special education was underneath it. And it kind of made us like, oh, well, gee, you know, knowing, especially my generation, how challenged we are at like balancing a checkbook or just all this, you know, there's a lot you learn on the go. And in some ways that it is a form of special education because many of us are, you'd say, maybe challenged in terms of learning the basics of living.
Well,
smart consumer decisions.
We don't teach that. Yeah.
And so we kind of, start off life at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, especially Waukesha, in my opinion, from other districts, is doing a really good job of trying to prepare kids.
Good.
We have personal finance. We have these classes that are applicable to how do you do your taxes? How do you write a check? I mean, checks are a little, we don't write many checks now, but how do you balance your money? How do you invest?
Sure.
All of that stuff that, I don't know, wasn't taught when I was younger.
Sure. We had another Gina on the show from La Casa's, is it the Financial Accountability Center, just kitty corner from us? Do you do much interface with them?
Or no.
Maybe something to pursue.
That might be a good SALT and
yes.
family and consumer science kind of connection
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And I think they would be really enthusiastic about partnering with you on something.
That'd be
like
great.
That. So we'll see if we can do to put that together here from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And when we come back in our final segment before morning cannolis, again, we want to figure out what our game of the week will be next week. We'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. And then more from Gina and Meredith from the Student Athlete Leadership Team at Waukesha South. Don't go away.
Have yourself a good time, but remember the kids who got nothing.
while you're drinking down your wine.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. So this is Christmas. I hope you have.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and I'm sure most of you listening are familiar with that song. And So This Is Christmas by John Lennon, who again was taken from us this week back in 1980. And of course, the music of John Lennon continues to live on and inspire so many, both his solo work and his work with the Beatles. And I am back here in this final segment with Gina Nordrum, advisor for the Student Athlete Leadership Team, and Meredith Marks, the student leader of the SALT program here. And it's only fitting that they're here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here at the WAUK Studios, 101.1 FM, 540 AM. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Take it with you everywhere. And I stepped out during the break, and as I was walking around, I was reminded of a favorite poem of mine. I'm going to recite some poetry real quick. Oh, how my heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So was it when my life began. So is it now I am a man. So let it always be, or let me die. The child is the father of the man. And I always loved that poem, you know, especially because I think it's important for us to have that youthful spirit. And I get fueled by the actual, when I see young students like Meredith Marks and so many of her classmates and her older brother, Evan, and my own children, especially, you know, Jordan and Evan and Michael, my oldest three. And, oh, of course, my youngest, Kara, that embody that notion of servant leadership, not just student leadership, and all the energy, enthusiasm they bring, and you know, the excitement that, you know, I have, you know, for the future, knowing that. So you know, what is it, you know, in this final segment that we haven't talked about that you want everyone to know about SALT and also what's going on at Waukesha South?
One thing I guess I want to say just to our community is, like, we are looking to help. Yeah. We are looking to serve our community. So anybody who's listening, anybody knows anybody, please reach out to us. I think the message I take from these kids is they are passionate and they want to be out there in our community. Yeah. It's not me saying, you guys should go out there. It looks really good.
Yeah.
It's not me saying anything. It's me, again, like I said before, just kind of facilitating that behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't even feel like I'm an advisor. I'm just kind of the secretary for this group.
Right.
You know, whatever they need, I'll do. They're the ones that run with it. And that's what is so important to me, because that's how you become a leader.
Yes.
Right.
It really is.
you know?
Yeah.
So anybody out there who is,
please let us know.
Yeah. We want to help. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And, you know, there's so many of these nonprofits, some of these smaller charities that are always looking for some great minds and some great hardworking people, enthusiastic people. Definitely check out the SALT program and all these, you know, a lot of neat kind of causes and events too. That, like, one of my things, I would love to have like a Les Paul guitar like festival here in Waukesha, like in the summer. That's kind of part school and kind of and it's patterned after a festival in my grandmother's hometown in Ireland called the Willie Clancy, which is an international Irish like music. It's like a week long school, but it's also a festival because there's just so many impromptu like sessions, as we call them, and other musical events. And it really, I remember my first trip to Ireland, I went to the Willie Clancy and met a woman from South Africa, and the guy I was traveling with was from Chicago, and she asked where we were from, like thinking we were from, and she was, oh wow, Irish Americans, you know, like she had just met like a movie star in Hollywood or something like that. I was gonna kick out. But I think here in Waukesha, because when people around the world, and I've traveled, when I say I'm from Waukesha, they know right away Les Paul, and it'd be really neat to celebrate this guitar heritage here. And boy, that could be something we could enlist help from SALT. Yeah, I know Guitars for Vets and Les Paul Foundation are also interested in maybe doing something like that. So I think that could be pretty cool. So definitely put a, what's the expression?
Bug in your ear?
Put a bug in your ear, but also put a...
bug in your bonnet?
A placeholder on it. Yeah, something like that. Put a post-it on it, I guess, for now. It'll come to me. So, but
stick a pin in it.
Yes.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, yeah.
I had guessed put a bug in your bonnet. That's not even it. Put a bee in your bonnet.
Yep. So, but you know, along the lines, I had mentioned Cheerios. I was looking for a Cheerios related gift for a client, and I was reminded today is also the anniversary of my grandfather's passing in 1977, and he's fondly remembered an immigrant from Ireland who actually fought in the War of Independence as well as the bloody civil war that took place afterwards, and came here to America to make a better life for us, and worked in the grain elevators in Buffalo's First Ward. And it's in those grain elevators where Cheerios are made. So I always think of him when I have my bowl of Cheerios every morning. In fact, Earl Ingram mentioned it on his show. He did a segment on healthy eating. And so, but I think of him and the life that he made possible. And I see all these young people, especially at Waukesha South. And, you know, it should remind everyone, we are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of pioneers. And we should embrace that diversity and that history, that difficult history. My grandfather and my grandmother both grew up in abstract poverty and also in violent, you know, societies looking for change. And so everyone should take a deeper dive into looking at their past. And when you see these young people and where they came from, the stories behind them, that it really is something to celebrate here with the SALT program and at Waukesha South. And there are other high schools, North and West. You know, I had a great conversation with Carl Anderson, North's athletic director, last night. And really excited that the athletic program looks really positive, that most of the sports will align with the Woodland Conference.
Yeah.
You know, football's moving to Parkland. But, you know, those are good, better conferences for us. They're better aligned with our demographics and our, you know, where we're at. So, but any final comments, starting with you, Meredith?
Thank you for this opportunity to come on this morning. It's been a true joy.
Likewise. The honor is all mine, seriously, and really excited about your future and for all the things you're doing now. And hopefully we can make it over to the Christmas concert. Gina Nordrum.
Same thing. Echo Meredith. This has been really fun. Yeah. And, you know, when you asked me, I thought, well, why do you want to talk to me? You know, like, but I am, after I thought about it, I thought, I just want to get the word out there how great these South kids are. The whole district, all the kids.
Sure.
But, of course, my heart lies with South. It's been my home for 20-some years. So when I meet kids like Meredith or any of the SALT kids, this is why I do what I do.
Sounds great. Gina Nordrum, Meredith Marks, Waukesha South's SALT team, thanks for joining us. And remember, this holiday season, safety is everyone's responsibility. We'll be back broadcasting Carol Woman starting at 1:30. So thanks again for spending your Saturday with us, and see ya!
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.